Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shen.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us today, Tammy, who's a guppy fish.
Tommy is in a zone today.
Bom!
Tommy has been in a zone.
I've been in a zone.
Tommy has been in a zone, and I love it.
As of recording this, we are 4 days away from being done for the year. This is our final Smosh Mouth.
Final
shoot day
of the year.
Of the year of 2025. Now, as of this airing, it's 2026.
Right.
But
Happy New Year!
We're filming this in December. We take a big break, so we're not gonna have time in January to film this episode to get it out in time.
Right.
Tommy's energy is just like his phone. No case. Okay? He's free, he's wild, he's energetic, and he could drop at any moment and cracks.
Tommy, have you ever owned a phone case?
Yes. Oh, I used to phone case all the time.
Yeah. What happened?
I dated someone who put it into my brain that if you didn't have a phone case, you look rich.
What an insane origin.
What? Hello? If you don't have a phone... Oh, because
I can afford a replacement.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But also, I have the green back case.
I have the orange.
Ew!
It's so cute. What are you talking about?
It's very cute. But see, like, I could do a clear phone case, but I want to look rich.
And I guess I look poor.
No.
But then you also don't have the mag thing that you can stick onto, like, stuff.
I know, it's heartbreaking. No, you still have magnet.
That's the ring.
You still have magnet.
Yeah, but, like,
That's to keep the magnet through the case.
Wait a
second. That doubles the magnet.
Yeah. Oh, so this doesn't, like, hook onto, like, my fridge or anything, right?
It can. It can. It can.
You just X-Men yelled at the wall.
I had to get it out. I had to project it out.
People who burp like that are wild creatures. And Tommy does. He burps, yells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. You know the burp that I think trips me up the most is Arasha's. Because Arasha does the thing where she's like,
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Let it out.
We were on the game set. I wonder if it'll make it into a video. This is so nonsense. I said something, and then Arasha went to repeat it and just went, bet. And then just, like, shut down. And so now I'll go up to her and I'll go, bet.
Did she mean to shut?
She just went to, her brain just short-circuited. So she went to go say something. She went, bet.
Let me say, my brain has short-circuited a lot.
I'm sure.
Frank?
You got it.
No, I can't speak.
Can I ask, this is airing on the 26th
of January.
January.
So the live show is done.
The live show happened 10 days ago.
How are we feeling about the live show?
I
hope good. I realized I've not talked about it a lot in the previous Smosh Mouths because we were shooting them before we even announced the live show. But I hope it went well. I was working on that bad boy for 6 months, so. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. But hey.
Yeah.
You can still check it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got my lines memorized day of the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
the last second.
I got my line.
I can't memorized. Believe you did what you did in yeah. that show.
Oh my God, it was wild what I
yeah.
did.
Yeah, you were absolutely.
Disgusting. I was disgusting.
Bonkers.
That's gross.
That backflip that I did,
so
I nearly broke my right hip.
Yeah. Good thing you broke your left one instead.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm recovered.
Good.
How was everybody's Christmas?
Oh.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
marshmallows.
It was good. I had a good Christmas. I went home to see my family. Mm. And, I can talk about this now because this won't come out. So my parents are so hard to get gifts for because I'm an only child.
Uh-huh.
So it's like there's a lot of pressure. And yeah. I know the gift is me coming home.
Yeah, and you coming out.
And me coming out every year. Gay!
Mommy, daddy, gay!
Gay! And so my dad loves hockey and he loves the Panthers.
Oh.
And so I decided to do a small splurge and do something that I've always wanted to do, which is he's going to open a box and it'll be like, in 2 days, we're going to go see a hockey game.
No.
That's the best.
Those are the best. Because it's like, oh, you literally, we're going to go do something father. Because it's like, I kind of win from it too, because I get to spend a day with my
dad.
Sweet. But yeah. I got a really good deal and we have second row up from the glass.
What?
So it's going to be
shit.
Like, I'm not going to tell him what seat.
Have you been?
You
to
are going
to
love it.
Have you been to a hockey game before?
I used to go when I was a lot younger. It's truly like going to a soccer game, but it's indoors.
I've never been to a hockey game.
Oh, they're so fun.
Oh, it's so
and
fun.
Cold.
I'm sure it's cold.
And it's inside.
Very exciting.
And like, no matter what, it's just there's a lot of movement and you can't really tell what's going on.
Sure.
So you're just like, woo.
I think the last one, I went to a Kings game and then I would go to Bruins games a lot. And I was obsessed. I loved it. Because it's kind of brutal to watch.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It's kind of what Shane Sweatshirt says. Brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They fight sometimes.
Oh yeah.
They do.
They do.
The rule that the refs don't interfere until it goes to the ground is wild.
It's awesome.
When I was working at Channel 7, we had a lot of Bruins players come in because we had a sports area.
Uh-huh.
And every time they came in, it just looks like they were beaten with like an inch of their lives. Like their nose were just gone. Like they were just forever like cemented in, and they always had like dark circles.
Damn.
And they were like in suits and it was just a weird thing to see.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
The Bruins were like near the North End, which was very close to where Channel 7 was in Boston. Pretty cool. Pretty
neat.
Cool. Do you wish you were back at Channel 7?
No. I really, really don't.
What's something you wish you could have reported on?
Ooh, that's a good.
It could be anything.
It's a good question.
Whether it's out of your league, under your league, has nothing to do with
news. I wish I could have reported on like a big, like the World Cup or like something really epic where everyone was getting together and I was like outside in all the chaos. But except it was just like, you know, Boston's been working on the bridge, the turnpike, construction still underway. And it was just like, another thing. Or snowstorms.
Thanks, loser. And then we've also got weather. You're like, aw.
I think being a newscaster, I oddly feel like the big, insane news stories, that's got to be the easiest, like most like interesting part of the job. When I see when it's like, oh, you're a newscaster and they're putting you out in the field at the chili cook-off.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's got to be agony.
You got to be milking that energy.
Dude, they just sit. They sit forever. And if they're going to court, they're in court for hours and hours and hours. And then it's their time to go. And you think like Channel 7 is like glitz and glam. Like it's old in there. Like they didn't even have, when I was there, they didn't even have everything on digital.
I'm sure.
You had to go to like little tapes in the stacks that were like, there's a dead body in here. Like it was like old.
Yeah.
It felt like, and you didn't know what time it was, and it was definitely 4 a.m., and every time I would park my car, I'd go through the alleyway, and there was tons of rats. The amount of rats that hit my boots.
Hit your boots?
Hit my boots.
So like, you're making it sound like you're not kicking rats.
It sounds like they're T-boning your shoes.
No, the rats
shoes.
Were attacking my boots.
They would like run at
I
your
shoes.
I didn't
kick nothing.
The rats.
I just shuffled through the alleyway.
Oh my God.
My boots had rat prints all over them every day.
So they're just hanging out, having a normal night, just like having conversations, and then a giant scary woman comes in with her big feet.
Their normal night is this. Just running
back and
from
forth.
They're going, I got you, tag, I got you, I got to this side. And then I'm just going,
doof, Channel 7.
That's
Channel 7.
Life.
Oh, well, fun.
Yeah.
Well, fun. The news anchor voice is probably my favorite thing ever.
When you talk like this and you dip it down here and you know that you're going to go here, but everybody knows that it's this time.
Amanda, my favorite thing is when there's up and down, side to side. And I'm sitting at this table next to Shane and Amanda. Tonight, we'll find out what I'm going to say next.
What's in your fridge that will kill you at 11? It goes up at the end.
And what we mean by that is at 11 p.m., your fridge will kill you.
Your fridge will kill you. Isn't that great? Now let's see these puppies. Oh.
Later tonight after Jimmy Fallon, we'll find out who's behind you and what they're about to do.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Thanks.
It's fun. It's fun, you know?
It's fun. It is a fun time. No, it sounds like it's actually not fun ever, but
correct.
It's fun.
But it's fun to hear.
It's fun to hear.
If it was my dream, it would be unbelievable. But it wasn't my dream. It was like, I want to be an actor. And my mom was like, you're going to do, this is the next best thing.
I remember we.
Next best thing.
Because we did that. We had a, we did a local news for LA. We did an interview where someone came in here. And just like the, what it demands to do that type of work. I'm like, I'm incapable. One day and I'd be so exhausted. I'd have to nap for 5 months.
Especially if you're just starting out. It's just you, a cameraman, you're doing everything.
Truly.
Yeah, and you have to care so much about nothing. Like you have
and
to
your
really
hair and makeup. Simply 2 hours before you're on air. So if you work at the 4 a.m. shift, you're up at 2 a.m.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
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 This 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack, hydration, and coffee sponsor. IQ Bar protein bars, IQ Mix hydration mixes, and IQ Joe mushroom coffees are the delicious, low-sugar, brain and body fuel you need to win your day.
I'll tell you what, Amanda, I am winning this year because with IQ Bar, it's a new year, clean slate, and I am charging up my day. With IQ Bar.
Wow, you definitely seem charged up. I can feel it from here. Yeah. I love that you can just toss a few IQ bars, plant protein bars, right into my bag. So when I need a little snack, it's right there. They have tons of fiber and no added sugar, so I'm not eating junk food that's just lying around.
Did you see the Ultimate Sampler Pack?
Of course I did. Are you serious? I saw the Ultimate Sampler Pack. Duh. I was able to try all their products and flavors. You get 9 IQ bars. 8 IQ Mix Sticks, and 4 IQ Joe Sticks.
They sent us a bunch, and I had them on my desk. I was eating them, but I was also sharing them with the office. They went quick, and people were charged up.
Oh, I can see it. Everyone is just running around.
Yeah.
And right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, including the Ultimate Sampler Pack, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text MOUTH to 64000. Text MOUTH to 64000. That's MOUTH to 64000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Back to the show.
Back to the show. Anyways.
Right. Anyways.
Anyway, what are we doing today?
Today, we've been kind of throwing this around as an idea for a bit. We wanted to test out some segment ideas.
Yeah, that we want to kind of do show. In the new year.
Yeah, we want to try a bunch of new stuff in 2026.
Okay.
I don't think we've really kicked that into high gear yet.
Yeah.
But throughout 2026, that's a goal, is to try new things.
Yeah, we've been comfy. Yeah.
We have gotten very comfy.
Kicking into high gear with you and the rats.
Yeah, me and the rats, like
kicking them up.
Hey, segment episode. We just get some rats. We just throw them on the table.
Have Amanda kick them around.
I would hate that so deeply.
Do you
hate?
Throw up. Do you have an aversion to rats?
I really don't like rats. No.
I feel no.
No.
Whoa.
No.
No.
I've never understood the like fear or hatred of rats.
No, they're little cutie tooties.
They're just
cutie tooties. That tail looks like a rubber band that's like thick and it's going to slap you across the face. Are you joking?
Well, yeah.
How do you feel about snakes?
I'd rather.
You'd rather have snakes.
I'd rather
have frogs.
Snakes. Love
about frogs.
Cuties.
Frogs are adorable.
You've held
them. People don't like frogs because they're like sticky.
Oh, they're not sticky. They're slimy.
How do you feel about slugs?
Slugs?
Fine. Something's happening to me. I'm getting like, my body hurts just thinking, yeah, rats.
It's the rats that are bothering you. Do rats mice?
Mice are fine.
Because they're smaller and innocent?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Would you take bugs over rats? This room has to have one of them. Sorry, I know this is awful for you right now.
Cockroach.
I just need to.
Cockroach, no!
Worse than rat?
I'm not even Amanda's playing this
brain,
up.
Amanda's brain just took a screenshot.
My body's like. I don't know. Cockroaches are horrible.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Cockroaches and rats.
Cockroaches are horrible. Awful. Awful. You know that scene in Traitors?
Where they're dumping the. Okay, can I be honest? Though, I'm the type that when I saw that challenge, I was like, That's the easiest challenge out of everything.
No.
What is this? Explain it.
I can.
What? Explain it.
Oh,
so, I don't know what this is.
So they had to hold each other's hands within this glass box, and they just had to have a grip. Nothing's pulling them apart. It is purely psychological. They're holding hands, but then they're dropping stuff into this box.
Not just stuff.
Snakes.
Like bags.
Bags of bugs.
Insects.
Bags of bugs.
Lots of bugs inside this.
But none that'll bite you.
Oh, they could.
Yeah, and they're not going to bite them. I think that's a liability. Cockroaches don't bite. Like it's mostly.
Then they dropped in this like thick, long, like.
Yeah, like a millipede.
You're cool with that?
I think it was a millipede.
Shocked by this.
And then they also drop it on their heads.
They drop it on their heads.
They're dropping bugs and stuff
on their
heads.
And they're wearing top hats. We don't know why, actually. That was just like a separate thing.
But do you think, we've talked about Survivor and stuff on this show before, but like when it comes to like having bugs on you, is that something like you could?
If I'm signing up for a challenge, and I can do a bug. That's fine.
Amanda,
if I'm like in bed,
oh yeah, that's
honey,
different.
This isn't a bug. This is bags of bugs.
I could do bags of bugs.
Amanda,
if we had
our hands in a glass box and we were holding hands and they were dropping bugs, if we're like this and they're dropping bugs on us, are you gonna be able to hold on?
I don't know. I might throw up and scream. I might throw up and scream. I hate this.
Okay, close your eyes. It's bugs.
I know it's your hands.
It was the coolest moment because in Traitors, in that season, I know the new season's out now, but in the previous season, Boston Rob, who's like such a vet from reality shows, he's holding, and I forget, his partner was like a young woman, right?
Yes.
And the way he was like talking to her throughout that process, he's like, hey, so when's your birthday? He's like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's the same birthday as my daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, talking to her, they're covered in bugs. And he's just like, that's so interesting.
Really
so like, what do you
her.
Like to do when you go to this place? Whatever. He's like, just like, hey, let's
Making
just go somewhere else. Because
he
was unfazed.
He was unfazed.
Well, of course, he's Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
He's a legend.
I love Boston Rob
But
so
truly,
much.
That stuff, I'm not bothered by it at all. Forever ago, we got to do a thing where we had a bunch of bugs and animals here that Courtney and Olivia were hosting a show with them. And there was a part where they're like, oh, we have this big tarantula. Do you want it to crawl across your face? And truly, like, Olivia did it. I don't know if Courtney did it, but then I was like, I'll do it. I was like, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so, like, I laid my face down on a table, and like this tarantula crawled across it. And it feels crazy. The tips,
they're heavier.
They're a little heavy, but also the tips of their legs feel like a little needle.
Oh, really?
It feels like kind of like a little acupuncture type of vibe.
Oh my God, I need that on my arm.
It was really interesting.
I'm actually very surprised that you're into this.
When a bug in nature decides to interact with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't
I don't want.
You don't want.
But like in my home, if I see a spider, I'm like, usually I'll let him chill out.
Yeah.
Unless
fine.
He's up in my business.
You don't have an aversion to spiders.
Not really.
Oh.
A thick ass tarantula with like a big butt.
See,
I'm like, get out.
Oh no, tarantula does not bother me. It's the tiny little skinny fast ones.
No. Spiders are weirdly okay. Maybe because East Coast, there's spiders everywhere.
Yeah, but tarantulas like are known to be like the least.
They're not like a problem.
They really don't care.
You guys are confused. I'm not worried about what they'll do to me. I don't want the texture and
you just don't like my body.
Got it.
I get that.
Got it. Okay.
You know?
I get that.
So it's not their intent, it's their form.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I think I'm going to cancel you for that.
It's not their intent, it's their form is so
funny. That actually
funny.
Is so awful, we can't say that.
I get it, though.
I'm always fascinated when people just have like a full aversion, because I'm like, yes, if I'm walking around and suddenly a bug skitters out of nowhere, I'm going to jump back and be like, what the hell is that?
Of course.
I don't want that near me.
Right.
But I don't understand just seeing it and being like, oh. Uh-huh.
Like, I do have to say, like, I will ride or die for you, but if a rat or something comes towards you. So I was walking with my friend, Sam, and we were walking to the movies, and it was, I think, downtown. A guy opened a door, and the door was like to a trash room. And my friend wore open-toed shoes, which you never do downtown. You never wear open-toed shoes downtown, ever.
Yeah, this is actually,
you know that.
So the door opened, and the rat was like, yay! And it ran directly towards us. And we were like holding hands, like cracking up, like being friends.
I imagine you pick Sam up and you throw
her
at the rat.
Nope, I didn't do any of that. The rat... She kills me to this day. The rat landed on, like, sprawled out like a beach on her open toed, and I ditched her ass. I literally unhooked her arms and I went, no!
It crawled onto her foot?
It literally went, bah! Like, on her feet. It was like, yay! And I left her ass and ran. I literally was like, nope. And I ran and left her alone to go, and the rat was like, oh, you're freaking out? So what it did is just kept rubbing its little belly on her.
What the hell is this rat doing?
On her little belly. It was like, la, la, la. Oh, you're scared? I'm going to stay here.
Have you ever seen a really fat rat, like a pet rat that's really fat?
No.
See, pet rats are like, apparently really sweet.
In New York, they're like belly. The size of your forearm. So
yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, when I go to New York, whenever I see a rat, it's like truly like a celebrity sighting
Same.
For me. I'm
Same.
Like, rat.
Same.
I hear about you guys.
Yeah.
Here? They're there.
They're everywhere.
Well, York, I've they're seen them. But I've like in New York, they're
I've
like
rarely seen them. I've rarely seen them in my life. Like when I'm in cities, I like look for them, and I'm like, but I feel like you see them for a moment, and then they skitter away.
Well, you got to go into the back alleys.
Yeah. You've lived a very cushy life if you haven't seen a rat.
And you don't know what that rat's been through. It's like maybe you make delicious dishes.
What?
Maybe you train turtles.
No, they're bear crawling buildings. They're like do boo. That's what they're doing.
Amazing. Oh. Sounds incredible.
So they're Spider-Man.
They Spider-Man?
Yeah, they're Spider-Man.
Are they Spider-Man?
They're not like cute like Spider-Man. They're not like...
I don't see rats as being disgusting. I see them. They look cute. They look no different than... They're just big mice.
Oh, that's wild. Good for you.
Well, one person's right and one person's
wrong. I will say, okay,
right.
there is one thing. It's a bug that... Fuck them. Absolutely.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Not mosquitoes.
Yeah,
I don't get bothered by like
what?
I don't get bit by mosquitoes too often.
You don't have
I don't know
sweet,
what it is.
Sweet blood.
I guess I don't have sweet blood.
No, I actually haven't been bit by mosquitoes in a while.
And I also they're not that prevalent in LA. I will say when I go to Florida and stuff, sometimes I'm annoyed by them.
Florida.
I don't hate them though. If I see them, it's not like a disgust. Mm-hmm. There is one thing that if I see it, I'm gonna kill it.
Whoa!
Full on. I love
what is it?
Everything else. I do everything to not harm any bugs or any animals. I will even flies. I'm like, you can do your thing. My cats are going to probably kill you and I can't stop them.
Love that.
What is that?
But wasps.
Oh,
wasps can go to hell.
Well, they're like nature's villain.
They're naughty. They're like, neat, 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 neat.
They are awful.
One time I went camping. Glamping. I don't camp.
Cute.
And I didn't pay for the glamp, so it was just
Whoa.
I got to go.
Nice.
You were just hanging.
It was when I was dating someone whose family was like that. We went there and they were coming out of the ground because you know the wasps can like
they can do everything
nest in the ground.
They can do everything.
And so There were, I would say, maybe 5 wasps around you at any time. It was that many wasps in the air. And so we would take paper plates and just go, bah, bah. We would just be like, let's, it's 11 a.m. Let's walk around. And so we're just out there going, boom, boom. And as soon as you'd hit one, it'd fall on the ground and go, and then we'd kill it.
Oh.
And it was like, we felt like evil monsters against nature, but also we were like, we need to protect ourselves. We're trying to hang out.
I'm a good person over here. I'm just talking about my disgust. You guys are actually murdering.
Only wasps.
Only wasps.
Because they will get in your face. Bees love them.
Oh my God, there was a dead bee in my kitchen this morning.
And it makes me so sad.
And I was like, how'd you get in here? I would have saved you.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
He was just like, occasionally, running into a dying bee is so tragic.
Oh my God.
Sad.
It happens a lot.
There's my friend Bear, he has a pool in his like apartment.
Okay,
area.
Rich.
No, it's shared by everyone and no one's ever in it. Except every once in a while, a drowning bee. And if I walk by, I'll be like, no, no. Yes. And I'll like scoop him out and I'll like put him on a thing and I'll be like,
oh, that's very sweet.
A little tiny CPR.
Yeah.
Some honey.
Yeah, like, drink.
Drink the
drink,
honey.
He's like,
thank you, Tommy.
He's like, I don't drink honey, I make it.
Idiot.
Anyways, that's a little fun.
Should we
play
one of our segments?
All right.
Yes.
How but many I liked this a lot.
Segments. How many segments does a roach have? Your face dropped immediately. I just wanted to see what would happen.
Whoa.
No, literally, I'm not even playing these faces. It's like a...
Yeah.
Like a grate through my whole body. I'm just like...
I'm like, pow! All right, shall we segment?
Does anyone have one we want to talk over? And we can play any that we want that we are capable of playing, or we can just talk it out.
Okay,
it's okay. We're gonna move on.
Okay.
I have one that's just fun. That's like easy. I love recommendations that aren't focused on anything at all. It could be a book. It could be a movie. It could be something to do. It could be how to sleep. It could be, I don't know, something that's working for you right now or that you've enjoyed recently that you want to recommend. Just broadly.
Okay. This probably won't
work. It
could
be a product. It doesn't matter.
This probably won't work for like you guys, but for me.
Okay.
Hair towels are a big thing when I get out of the shower. Like a big thing. Like it needs to be the right hair towel. If it's too thick, it'll just fall. Yeah, I do like
a towel. Do you like the cartoon lady up? It's
yes,
up.
Exactly.
And you're in the robe and you're like, oh.
Exactly. Okay. And then I drop my robe and then I open the door and I go, oh, no one's there. So I got these towels for my son. They're like muslin cotton. They're so wonderful. They are, and they have like the little triangle where you put the baby's head in. They are perfect for your hair towels.
Oh.
They're so light and soft and they dry super, super quick.
Okay.
That's my recommendation.
Is your head the size of a baby?
No.
Okay.
So the triangle only fits up here.
Oh.
No. The triangle fits. So I put the triangle here and then I bend over and then I wrap it around and then I do the.
So it's up in the back. That's
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay.
For everybody who has long hair. Thank you.
Incredible recommendation.
So fun. Just any recommendation
at all. What do you recommend today?
Okay. Give me a second. Do you want to go or do you?
You go.
Yeah, I can go. I would like to recommend if you have a bottle of orange wine to finish it on the day. Oh. I've had a few orange wines lately where I've let it rest until the next day and it has turned. It has turned.
Oh,
bad.
It's turned. Is it outside of the fridge or
inside? Nope, it's in the fridge. I don't know.
Sediment.
So I was at the end of a, okay. So people at home, like orange wine, you know, it's like, it's fucking crazy. It's a weird thing. It's skin talked. It's so delicious. Sometimes it tastes like a foot.
Yep.
This one tasted like if white wine was a cigar. Okay. Go with
me.
It was really good. It was really nice.
Okay.
People are like, ew.
And it's no,
like,
I like that.
I'm like,
wait till you're in your 30s. You're going to want your wine to taste like a cigar.
Wow, that voice is good.
We need another scam caller to call.
For real.
Diabetes. What do you mean?
What? This voice, this voice is so good.
Me when I'm at Tosche Station in Star Wars.
This voice is so good.
That was crazy. Yes, you sounded like you work for Jabba the Hutt.
Or at the DMV, like the woman yeah. comes out at the end.
Did you bring your ID?
Jesus.
This is so good.
You sound like you're part of a Daft Punk song.
Work it. Make it.
Okay. I'm losing it a little bit. Anyway.
So good.
I poured, I guess this was the third day. So maybe the recommendation is the third day. Because you can kind of get away with the second day. I poured, and it was at the it was the bottom. And I've had this wine before. Uh-huh. It has a picture of a woman who looks like Natalie Portman on it. And I continuously find it because I'm like, oh, there's Natalie Portman again. I guess I'll get the cigar wine.
Of course.
Anyway, poured it out, thick. Like it was like top to bottom, like opaque.
Yes.
Like
yes.
fully like brown yes. like pieces. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, you can't put that in your body.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
It does okay. that. Orange does wine that. Does that.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
If there's not a little bit of sediment, I'm not drinking it. Because then I know it's going to taste like yummy light out by the beach.
And you want messed up.
I want it to taste like this.
And that's it.
Okay. Similarly, I've been doing this a little bit this year. My recommendation. We have a lot of like long shoot days here
yeah.
at Smosh, right? Yeah. Sometimes I get sleepy in the second half of the day, but I've noticed something that I feel like fixes it for me, and maybe it's placebo. If I eat an orange.
Orange.
If I eat an orange in the early afternoon, I have energy.
It's incredible.
I don't know.
Vitamin C.
Maybe it's just the sugars in it. I don't know. But I swear by
clean,
the orange.
Natural sugar.
Orange.
And I love an
and
orange.
It's delicious.
Orange.
I love an orange.
Orange.
Do you eat it cold or do you eat it room temperature?
Oh, good question,
Tommy. You put your oranges in the fridge?
Delicious. Yes.
Oh, I don't do that. But that makes sense because it's like cold orange
cold
juice
fruit.
In it.
I put my apples in my fridge.
I put my apples in the fridge too.
I do not put my apples in the fridge.
I just don't put my bananas in the fridge. Can't turn brown.
Hey, no one of them.
Do they turn brown in the fridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, I would think it'd be the opposite.
And if you freeze it, you have to peel it.
Why? What?
Bananas?
Yeah. Why do you have to freeze it? Or why do you have to peel it?
So it lasts longer.
No.
Why do you have to peel it?
You want to take out a banana that's frozen with a peel on it? How are you going to get that peel off?
Well, you let it thaw.
But then
no.
why? Then what's the point?
You use it. Exactly.
You want it for a smoothie.
Oh, see, no.
Thank you.
What,
thank you.
I let bananas get really brown and with the peel on, I put them in the freezer so that I take them out, I let them thaw, and I make banana bread. I just save them.
When's the last time you did that?
Probably like a year or so ago. I make banana bread a lot. It's the easiest thing to make.
It is the easiest thing.
It's
but
so
it's been
easy.
A year.
Yeah, not a lot okay. this past year, but I was making it a lot.
His ass off again.
No. Before that, I was making it all the time.
Shane is lying.
I was making it all
off.
The time a
I
year ago.
We okay. Banana bread.
By the way, Tommy, we got to get you on board with this. We are going to get Reba on Smosh this year.
Yes.
And then also we want to do a Reba Moose Master.
Yes.
Oh my God, that'd be incredible.
Different versions of Reba.
That's great.
At different eras.
You're
Reba.
In.
Yeah, I'm in.
Reba.
Okay.
I'm in for Reba.
So yeah, I think it's gonna be a big group effort to get Reba on Smosh.
Reba.
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 Anyways,
wow.
Okay. Orange.
Orange.
Orange wine. Quickly.
Muslin cotton hair towels.
There you go. And those are your recommendations for today's
those
episode.
Those are the recommendations for today.
That's a fun little segment.
I like recommendations.
I really like that.
It's just whatever.
That's a great
segment. Whatever's working.
It's so nice. So niche.
So nice.
So nice.
So nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
No.
Here's this new segment where we just say very nice over and over
again. Very nice.
Okay. Oh, I have a really dumb one. This is a one-time segment.
Okay.
And maybe we could do it with different guests and stuff, where we just switch seats for like a minute and we just see if the vibes are different.
Okay.
Okay.
I've always wanted to sit over here.
I've always wanted to sit there too. So let's switch. Let's do one and then.
Because I sat here a week
ago. Let's move counterclockwise.
Okay.
One and then see the vibes. See, I've been here before, and these vibes are good.
Oh
okay,
my God.
Something's different
I
with
feel like
you
a
over
white
here.
How do you feel over
male
there?
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
New burp per chair.
I've never been sitting here with you there.
I don't actually know if I like this.
You don't
too close
it there?
To each other?
It is tricky. We've never done this.
I feel like I just swam at the bottom of the pool and I popped up in a place that I didn't like. Popped up in the deep end with a bunch of people talking and I'm like, oh, sorry, I thought my friends were
here. It's like when you're like seven and you're like, look, I'll do something underwater. And you like go to like flip upside down underwater and then you come up and you're like, oh, I'm...
It's just I'm that
elsewhere.
Woman.
I'm elsewhere.
Is that There's woman on the like, thing?
Where's your mom?
What happened to you? Wait, what?
Wait, what's going on?
I don't even know.
Wait, what?
Amanda's crying. Amanda's crying.
The idea of a woman on a thing floating. In the pool, going, where's your mom? Going.
Oh, my God.
Going, where's your mom?
Like, where's your mom?
Where's your mom, kid?
And she's crying. And she's crying.
Actually crying.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. You know when you have a vision in your head and people go, yeah, and then they add on to it? That got me, man. Yeah. This is a good spot.
It's a great spot.
I feel more chill here.
As you're sobbing in the corner.
I'm having more fun here.
People think I laugh a lot. It's just where I'm sitting.
Oh, thanks, James.
I'll take one, too. Just to blow my nose, though. Thank you.
Where's your mom?
Where's your mom?
You guys, I really needed that. Thank you.
Of course. I slept really dry last night, so my throat is ready to do that.
Slept really dry.
Yeah, because I'll sleep with my mouth open. Some people snore, I sleep with my mouth open. Yeah. Is that bad?
People say
that's bad, and I'm
spiders
like...
Spiders can get in there.
Like, let them in. They want to go in, let them in.
Spiders get in there,
Get in there. Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
I'm glad you're happy.
Do we want to swap one more?
Let's do it.
Because I've never sat here. I've literally never sat here. Whoa. Oh, interesting.
I've actually sat here.
You have
sat there.
Once.
And I've sat there before.
Still a little dewy under this eye.
I'm dewy.
Okay, this spot's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You just are looking at Scott the whole time. Huh?
Oh my God, and I love it. I don't know if he loves it, but I love it.
Okay.
I'm like, Scott, when he agrees with something, he's like...
You're mid-conversation with the person here, but you're just like, yeah, I fully agree.
I look at Scott a lot.
For sure.
Yeah, and I know when the vibes are good when Scott's doing that, but when he's not doing that, it's like, ooh, we gotta move on.
So I'm realizing this chair is the focused chair because my attention's here and it's just wall.
Oh.
Whereas like if you're here, your attention's split between the two and you have everybody
this
out here.
This is a tough chair.
But then when you're over there, it's just this person and Scott.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is the focus chair.
And a little
chair.
Bit of
this
Selena.
This is like, let me talk. And a little bit of Selena.
Is this chair hard to look at the guest?
I don't necessarily think so. Okay. I think the guest is perfectly split. You
guys.
That was awesome.
You died.
That was so needed. Like, good. I needed that.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Never have I ever put off an annual checkup, a dentist cleaning, or any doctor's appointments.
Doc, come on!
Wow.
Lose. Look, I tend to take vitamins and supplements and just hope for the best and just say I'm totally fine.
Shane, it's time to do things a little differently this year. You have to. We are going to find you some doctors you love with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone that you love.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It isn't, okay? Appointments made through ZocDoc actually happen really fast, typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. And if it makes your life easier, you don't have to see them in person. There are doctors you can meet via video instead.
Okay, being real for a moment, I actually do love ZocDoc. I've had it downloaded for years. I was doing what I said earlier and just saying it was totally fine, just playing things off, delaying doctor's appointments for a long time. Till I had that app, and then I immediately had doctor's appointments set up. And I've been feeling great ever since.
I can tell. You look better.
Okay.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor that you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth, ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
An alley-oop from James.
Stop this nonsense.
Back to the show.
Ah! Ow, my foot!
Good.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
I needed to cry last night, and it came to me, and this is a very, like, sweet thing, actually.
Okay.
It was just like,
okay.
Okay, here's my segment. Tommy says a sweet thing.
Okay.
Love that.
There was just a TikTok that I saw. It was a Native American woman in a, like, natural history museum, like, cultural installation, mm-hmm. and she was singing like a song from her like
beautiful
her like culture her yeah. tribe or whatever, mm-hmm. and it was so impactful that I just started like weeping, and then I was like, aww. Humanity, like,
you've been weeping.
I've been very connected lately with my like grateful for like the lives we lead and
that.
Connections with people.
You've been in your weeping era.
I'm in my weeping era.
And I love
but in my like beauty, like in my
oh,
like,
oh yeah.
Am I like, oh.
I primarily cry in
that.
Like positive ways.
Yes.
I don't cry when things are really sad. I cry when things are happy.
Oh, yes. Not me. I cry
that
for a lot
me.
Of it.
Yeah, for a lot of it.
I cry for a lot of it. Like I cry when things are really, I'm going to admit something right here. I cried in the most, in the strangest way. I got a full night of sleep.
Good.
When I was at work, I missed my son completely. I didn't see him when I woke up and I didn't see him when I got home.
Oh.
So I was really sad. So the next morning, I got a full night of sleep. I was holding my son and H made crepes. And I took one bite of the crepe while holding my son. And I sobbed, talked. I was like, it's so good. It tastes so good. And it was like, oh my God, this is that moment. This is that moment where people go, parenting is hard. And I'm like, oh no, this is that moment. This is where it's at.
Like your childbirth, I'll do it again and again.
Literally. It's like that. Oh. It's like that famous picture of that mom who's holding her crying son, and she's sitting on the toilet, and there's another son holding her leg.
I know
Have
what
you guys
you're talking
seen
about.
That picture?
Is that a picture or painting?
Like, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, though.
But I was like, yep. But I was crying in joy.
Of course. Because you're like, oh my God, I have my son, I have this breakfast, and everything's really working out.
But it was like tasting a crepe in that moment just solidified it.
It just launched it.
Anyways.
Wow.
Where's your mom?
Should we swap back?
Let's do it.
This is a fun place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right in the middle.
I'm really happy for our guest.
I have the most energy in this chair. 100%.
Really?
I don't know why.
What did you think about my chair?
It's good.
Oh. So, yeah. I think it's Shane's chair that has, like, the energy. And my chair,
I just bring those vibes.
My chair's just fine. It's professional, I guess.
I think it's professional. It's grounding. It's a grounding. Yeah. It's a grounding force.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel very
like, you shut down here. When you sat in it. You kind of were fine when you sat in it.
I was kind of fine.
Fun.
I feel like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to have
yeah.
to change some things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to bring some new energy.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to chill out.
Yeah. Switch it up a bit.
Yeah. I'm gonna be chill. I'm gonna be relaxed. No filter.
For sure.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Okay. Woo! I'm back in my chair.
Okay. I have a segment.
And we're back.
Or actually,
we're
you back. Haven't done one yet.
And we're back.
I don't have one.
Do you not have any? I'm kidding. I know let you me, have some cookies because we talked about it before.
Find what I have. No, you go.
Okay. I think it would be fun to answer one of the questions that make you fall in love with people.
Every episode we do. That's like 50. There's like 50, right?
One of these.
From Women's Health Magazine. There's like 50 questions.
Yeah. So if we start doing that, we could do one every week for a whole year.
But you said make someone fall in love with you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or to determine.
Oh, I love that.
I'm picking one.
Where's your mom?
Where's your mom?
I was gonna get into the voice.
Where's your mom, kid?
Where's your mom?
If I waste the ball.
She's got a cigarette.
Literally.
She burns it out on the floaty. It deflates. She sinks.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
So if a crystal ball, thank you, Elda, Ina, I don't know what your name is.
You're welcome.
It's getting Ina. Worse. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else,
what would you want to know?
her name is Ina because she's Ina Pool right now.
It is your seat. Your seat's fun. Mine is lame. God, mine's so serious. I'm like segments.
Sorry. What is it? What is
if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else? What would you want to know?
Not the future. I do not want to know.
I don't want to know the future.
I don't want to know the future either.
My life. I'm scared to go to a psychic for that reason. Like, I don't want them to tell me something that I don't want to know. I guess my life? I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like psychics have said, like, I don't want to, we don't predict the future, because it is kind of like.
I think it's a vibe.
It's a vibe thing. It's not set.
I think I would want to know, like, where to put my energy.
Yes.
I would like a light guide of, like, I think, you know, you should keep. It's like, maybe focus on a pilot, you know, like kind of give me like a nudge in a direction that'll, you know, and that could just like teach me something, or it could be, it gets created, you know, like I'd love a little like a,
keep writing
that thing.
Yeah.
I know this is impossible because it is all subjective and it's all our own feelings and whatever, but like, you know, in video games where it's like something will highlight of like, this is the recommended thing to do.
Right.
And I'm like, man, that'd be so nice to have in life of like, this is the path.
You're walking around, like, it just pops up, recommended.
Like things just kind of light up and it's like, go that direction. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, give me that once.
It's called intuition, Shane.
Yeah.
Intuition.
It's called intuition.
It's called intuition.
Where's your mom?
I think people hate this voice.
Honestly, where's your mom? That whole thing is going to be my 2026
world. That lady's
world.
My new favorite character.
Where's your mom at?
Because... She cares about the well-being of the kid, but
she does.
She's also really enjoying her time smoking a cigarette
in her floaties.
In a public pool.
And she's got like a frilly bathing suit on.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
She's a cigar woman, but she has a cute frilly bathing suit
like
on.
Like short, choppy hair that's got a blonde highlights.
Picturing, what's that cartoon, that like newspaper cartoon of the old lady? With the sunglasses.
Kathy?
Oh no,
the old lady who's like...
It's like a famous cartoon, and she's just always kind of like...
It would be on like birthday cards.
Yes. She's always a little sassy.
Maxine.
That is to a T what my grandma was like. That was her vibes. Just kind of like... And she had that like short...
Is that
like,
where you get your Aunt Carol?
There's definitely some vibes there. She was very like sarcastic, very funny. And just a lot of just like... All right.
I always wanted that.
Very popular. I feel like the imagery
the
of her is everywhere.
In the funnies.
Oh.
Do you guys remember, is this crazy? Oh my God, this is me showing
so
my age.
Insane.
When you had to call or look in the newspaper for movie theater times. Do you guys remember that? Where you had to like call and like hear the movie theater times?
Phone?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Selena.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God, this seat.
I do remember
this
that.
This seat is old and lame. The seat is crusty and dusty. I'm changing it up. I'm going to cut my hair like this old woman.
We're going to get you a frilly
face. I do remember that. That was right around the time of like Watergate and stuff. It was crazy. Anyways.
I hate you. fuck you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck you in that seat.
Yeah, I remember that too. I was like swimming around with my like 500 brothers and my dad's balls.
500?
He's got a good count.
You're a miracle.
You guys keep me in this seat. That's actually what's happening. It's not me. It's you guys.
It's you guys.
Okay.
I love that.
I have a big one. Let's just do it now and then we can go back to smaller ones. So I have this show.
I have a show
that I pitched to Kiana years ago.
Okay.
That we would do on Smosh Pit. Now, this is a very rough idea. And the idea is for it to just be like fun conversation with a little bit of a game to it. And it is called Hot Take Roulette.
Okay.
Now, we got this roulette wheel. Now, this goes to 12.
Oh,
ideally, it would
go
to 10. Now, I think also there'd be two roulette wheels. There'd be a roulette wheel that has a bunch of categories on it. And then there'd be a roulette wheel that has the numbers. And one being the absolute coldest, ice cold, 10 being the hottest. Now, this goes to 12. So 11 and 12 are
crazy.
How do you go beyond hot?
Am I presented with a thing that I have to then make
Let's
a hot?
Example.
So what it would be is one person would be the judge in this given scenario. One person is the judge and they pick a category.
Okay.
They spin the wheel, it lands on a number. And the other two people, they don't have to believe in the hot take, but they have to give a take that is equivalent to that heat level.
Got it.
And the judge then determines who won, who got closer to the number. It's not a matter of agreeing with the take or liking the take or whatever. Is that take.
It's like wavelength in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like pineapple on pizza is the category. It's just like food is the category. And then we both have to try and make
it. And you can determine how specific you want to get.
Got it. Okay.
You could say pineapples is my category. Give me a hot take about
pineapple on pizza is like the best thing in the world. What number would that be?
The way you said
it, it would be how hot I think that take is too. All right, let's take a broad category. Let's say music.
Okay,
music, and we land on a one. Okay, who wants to go first and give me
my hot take in music?
I don't think I'm gonna be good at this game. Give me a one.
All right,
what is a one? Take. What is the coldest possible take on music, Tommy?
Coldest?
It is a one, so it's as cold as it gets.
Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Okay, here we go.
I think Beyonce is a talented vocalist.
Okay.
That's really nice.
Beyonce is a talented vocalist. Amanda.
Most people like pop music.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot. I'm not winning. That's not a one.
I think I'm going to give it to Amanda because most popular music.
Okay.
It's in the name.
Like popular music.
That's in the name.
That is the most because I think, I don't know who, but I think I would believe more people out there would potentially.
Yeah.
Right. Disagree with the best vocalist in current history.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yes. Course. Both of those very good one takes. Does anyone want to spin and give a category?
Yeah, go spinny.
The category is clothing.
Clothing. What are we going to get?
I like the hypnosis in the middle, by the way.
Oh, that's so spooky.
Okay, three.
We're getting low takes. Okay.
Jeans go with everything.
Whoa, you think that's a three?
Yoy.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm having fun in this chair.
What are you wearing right now? Not jeans.
I'm not wearing jeans.
Whoa.
Because I'm different. This is a three. This is like a chill take.
I think it's a chill take.
Do you think it's more of like a one?
No, I think that's actually more of a hot take than a chill take.
Really?
Because I know people, I feel like the tides have turned and people don't like jeans anymore.
People like big pants. Jeans can be big.
Jeans. Okay.
And what do you got?
Okay. I'm going to go with... you should fold your knitwear. You shouldn't hang it. You should fold your knitwear.
Well, rest on least two. And say,
I think knitwear wins. Unfortunately,
that's a three.
I feel like jeans is more of a.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Fine.
I heard that about knitwear, and I realized it's true because whenever I would hang it, I'd have those.
It would get
the bumps on my shoulders. Bumps.
Yeah, because it's too heavy.
Yeah. Okay, pick a category.
Pick a category and spin the wheel.
We need to get some hotter takes up in
here. Yeah, let's
one of the three.
Alcohol.
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 Let's spin it again.
What happened?
This wheel loves
a nine.
Alcohol.
Okay, and once again,
alcohol.
I want to be clear with Hot Take Roulette. It's not about, you do not have to believe the take.
Right.
You are just saying something that is of that caliber. A 9 hot take. Okay.
I think classic cocktails should not have twists on them. And I don't mean twists like a lemon twist. I think classic cocktails should honor their classic form.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's a good one.
Guess what? I don't believe that for a second.
I know. I love a twist on a martini.
That's just my
I love a twist on a martini, but I can respect what you just said.
I like this take.
But that's my take.
That's your take.
That's my take.
That's your take.
That take is going to trigger people. Okay. A 9. I'm going to say tequila is the liquor for people who don't like alcohol. Hey, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But is that a 9 out of a 10?
I mean, like tequila shots, people taking tequila shots.
I just think I think tequila is the go-to for people who don't actually like.
That's like saying being launched out of a cannon is for people who like land.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Or people who don't enjoy, like, they don't like the taste of it.
It is the most intense liquor there is.
I know, it's crazy.
That's what's crazy. It's just like,
it's a hot take.
If you didn't like alcohol, you should be taking shots of vodka. Because it tastes like,
it's different tastes for different
people. I will say that's interesting.
I feel like tequila is the go-to. It's like, oh, you never drink, you don't like drinking liquor, so you go with tequila.
Hmm. That's so interesting because I love alcohol, but I don't like tequila.
I have started to not do tequila unless it's in an espresso martini.
Wow!
If you get the golden, the golden tequilas have more of a vanilla flavor and actually pairs really well into an espresso martini. But I spent so many years in my mid-20s thinking that I knew how to pace myself really well, and then like near the end of the night, I'd be like, "Let's do a tequila shot," and then I'd be sleeping on the floor
of
my bathroom,
dead.
And it was always the tequila shot at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Hate tequila shots. I actually don't like shots.
I don't do shots.
You know what'll help? Shake it. I mean, I know you've made your decision.
I just said I don't.
I know. But if you shake the tequila shot, it'll help. Anyway, who won?
Anyway.
Now it's a 9 out of 10. If you think mine is beyond
9 out of 12.
Well, 11 and 12 are extra.
11 and 12 are just insane psycho mode.
I don't know, actually.
There's no wrong answer. You're picking what you think is more accurate to that. If you think I went past a 9, or I'm not quite
or
there,
if I shot
I'm going to go with Tommy because I actually think you went past a 9. That's like a really
That's the point of the game. Yeah. That's the game.
So I'm going with Tommy. Hey,
I'm sorry.
That is the game.
I'm sorry.
That is the game.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1: download Rocket Money. Step 2: link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Tavala. Okay, the holidays were great, but we did so much cooking and I need a little bit of a break.
Tavala can give you that break. Tavala is a smart meal delivery service, delicious meals, and a smart oven that does all the work for you. I save loads of time with Tavala. There can be so many components to meals, but I just made Parmesan-crusted chicken breast with broccoli, spinach, and herbed white beans.
What? My stomach is growling. That sounds fantastic.
I know, and it was fantastic. That oven, it can automatically bake, steam, and broil. It can do so much, and all of it turns out so well.
I mean, can the oven only be used for Tavala items?
I've made Eggo waffles and Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, and you can make so much else. I mean, this thing is wondrous.
Wow. Okay, well, breakfast and dinner are off my to-do list. Thank you.
Yeah, I've saved a ton of time with a Tavala smart oven, and now I have so much time. I can do so many things.
What are you going to do?
It's amazing. Well, I can eat more delicious meals with my Tavala smart oven. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, you can save up to $300 on the Tavala Smart Oven when you order meals 6+ times by heading to Tavala.com/Smosh Mouth and use my code Smosh Mouth. That's up to $300 off when you head to Tavala.com/Smosh Mouth and use promo code Smosh Mouth. One last time, that's TOVALA.com and make sure to use my promo code Smosh Mouth for up to $300 off the Tavala Smart Oven. Remember, with Tavala, dinner is taken care of.
I love it.
Back to the show.
Bye.
This is really fun. Wow. Can we do another round?
Let's do another round. Do another round. Another category, Tommy.
Okay. I think, well, no, you start.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But before we do that, I must say this story. And I'm like, maybe if I say it on the podcast, we'll make it get made. And it needs to be a one-off, and it needs to be maybe not on YouTube because it would lose monetization. But a game that Kian and I wanted to pitch ages ago was Try Not to Nut. And what it was there was two screenshots of a porn, but before it becomes a porn, when it's just like, hi, you're my brother. Welcome up. You know, and it's just like a screenshot of like the acting part. And then like a Hallmark movie or like, you know, a student film or something. And so you have to choose which one isn't the porn.
That's
based on
really
the screenshot.
Funny.
And if you pick a porn, you get pelted with walnuts.
Oh,
this was back in the punishment era.
With walnuts?
This was back in the punishment era.
I think you're going to know which one's the porn. I think that they use a different camera filter.
It's a creamy one. Okay. Anyway, Try Not to Nut. Obviously, okay. That didn't get made. And instead, Kiana said, what if we read Reddit stories? And here we are.
And here, okay. Here we are.
Okay. So those, they were on the same plane at one point.
Wow.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. I'll keep it broad still. Yeah. I'm going to say movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Movies. Give me a good one. I want like a 7.
That was crazy.
Got a 7.
That was crazy.
What All the right. heck?
7's hard. 7 out of, let's do 7 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10 on movies. So not too hot, but getting there. Hot, not boiling lava hot. This is where it's hard. How do you nail down a 7 hot take on movies? I almost think the more specific the category gets, the easier it is to come up with one.
Yeah. The broad is a little challenging.
Yeah, movies. Movies.
I can't.
Do you want to say movies from this past year? Hot takes on movies
from this past year.
I'm throwing out things just to help you narrow it down.
Paul Thomas Anderson is the best director ever.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
And I'll
I haven't
say
seen one battle after another, but I'm just saying.
Movie's amazing.
And I'll say Alien Romulus was just the best Alien movie.
Oh my God.
Okay. Tommy,
that was too far.
I think I got to give it to Amanda. I think
that was
you
too far.
Pass.
Yeah,
you went
too
pass.
Far.
That's a hot take. That's
you,
a very.
Do you agree with that?
No.
I really liked Alien Romulus.
It was
to
fun.
Say it was the best Alien
that,
movie.
That tall,
that came out of my mouth. It was a little
that
too crazy.
Tall
that's a 9.
Creature
tall,
was spooky.
I loved it.
Yeah, I really got barfy with that.
Yeah,
that was
me too. I was like,
oh. You know that was a real guy.
No, I know. He's
basketball.
He basketballs.
Did you know he basketballs?
He basketballs.
And he basketballs in that outfit.
Yeah, in the
just
white.
Just dressed
he's
as that
really
alien.
Not really wearing anything.
Yeah.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Beautiful
Get
man.
That man on a runway.
Oh my God. No, seriously.
Well, okay, here we go.
So I won.
You won that.
You won that.
Good job.
Okay. I can't do that one. My category is, let's say, YouTubers.
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. You can do it.
I was going to say Harambe, and that's why I laughed.
No,
and I was like, we're not doing takes on Harambe because he's right there. That's just because I looked behind you
see.
And he's right there. And he can see you. So, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Animals.
Here's your category. Gross animals.
Gross animals.
Fun.
Your take on gross animals? We got an 8.
We got an 8.
Gross
okay.
animals.
Okay.
However you want to make that happen.
I have a take.
Okay.
Millipedes are cute. They're not gross. They're cute. And I believe that one. I've always thought millipedes
you
are cute.
You should be shot down.
They're just, I don't know. Centipedes, gross. Millipedes, cute.
Remind me the difference.
Millipedes are the ones, they're the kind of like, they're a little bit rounder. They're like, they can be big and long, but they're very round. They do not have like antennae, really. Like they're like, here, I'll pull up a millipede. I think millipedes
Yucky!
Are cute.
So they're kind of like those guys.
Oh,
they're,
the ones that look more like worms. Where
they're like a little bit wormy.
Centipedes are like flattened out. And they're going
centipede.
I think that's what was on Traders in their hands.
Centipedes
are like that.
Yeah, centipedes deserve to die.
Millipedes have tiny little legs.
Yes, and they're and they're going like
round, and they're like yeah,
and I think they're
very cute. Centipedes terrifying. Millipedes cute. Millipedes are cute.
I really don't know.
An 8 out of 10.
Like if we had a millipede here, I'd be so excited. I'd be like, oh.
You could reference the first conversation we had on this podcast today.
You do not have to believe it, but
you don't have to believe
it,
but I think you can.
Gross animals. Think about them. Think about gross animals. We brought it back.
When Amanda's thinking, she does little air kisses.
This is really hard to think about.
I love just like thinking things that we do. It reminds me of that interview of Ethan Slater where they ask him some question and he goes like, ah. And like, he does like a weird
emoting.
Like, he does like a weird smile thing off to the side.
It's like to fill time with the face.
Oh.
I'm struggling with this. I don't really like know.
All right. Shane wins.
No, hey.
I win.
Hold on. Cockroaches are the best insect to eat.
Okay, that's she went to a 12.
I feel like that's
disgusting.
A little too far.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
so
a little
sorry.
Too far.
I really couldn't. I think I was so taken back.
Okay.
I want to go specific.
Okay.
The Rock.
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
Okay. Spin.
Okay.
A 7 again.
A different number.
It's up to you.
I feel like we should either do a 10 or a 5 or something like that.
10 or 5.
Okay.
10 or 5. Oh.
Oh, a 10. Right.
Oh, a 10.
Okay.
Oh, a 10.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is your category.
Okay, here we go. I'm thinking of one that you specifically will think is really fun. Okay, I think this is a hot take, but I think, Amanda, you might even agree with it. The Scorpion King is The Rock's best movie. Name a better movie.
What movie has he's bringing 10. He's bringing 10 to the
okay,
table.
Okay, Moana.
Okay, fine.
No,
out of
The Scorpion King is The Rock's best leading role. Like,
okay, here's my take on The Rock. Here's my 10 take on The Rock. Not buff enough.
That's
not
pretty fucking
buff
good.
Enough.
He's really buff.
Not enough.
He's big.
Hey, here's my 10 out of 10 take. Nah.
He's dialed it back a little bit recently.
He has.
He's dialing it back.
But this was my standpoint is before the dial back.
You're talking about at his peak.
At his peak.
Fast Five,
the Scorpion,
not big enough.
The Scorpion King is a really, really good hot take, though.
That's true. How do you feel about the CGI?
No, that's The Mummy Returns. I'm talking about
that
the Scorpion King.
That is The Mummy Returns.
No, but the Scorpion King has tons of CGI.
Yes,
it's
but
when
the
he
one
literally
that
turns into all the fucking scorpions.
Yeah, but he showed up as the Scorpion King in The Mummy first,
and, that was,
and the CGI
head,
was really,
really
bad.
And his head was, that was crazy.
That was a little rough, yeah.
I
no,
love
I'm talking about
the
Scorpion
mummies.
King.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Shane on this one. I'm so sorry, Tommy.
Can't win.
I love the Scorpion King, though. That movie's awesome.
I won one.
Yeah.
He won one.
I won one.
He won one.
I won one.
Won one.
Scorpion King.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's this game.
Great.
Are you hoping to do one more?
I'm going to change the game really quick.
Let's do
it. I'm going to spin the wheel, and you have to make the sound or sentence of that number.
Love.
Who that number would be.
Love. Oh my gosh.
A 6. Sound or sentence.
Hi, guys. I'm just here hanging out, and I want to sit on your lap.
Okay.
Hey, so I've got a pitch for you guys. And I think you're going to want to hear it.
Oh, God.
All right. So,
God.
I've got my Tesla parked out there. It's mine. I own it. It is, well, it's a lease, but
can
I own it.
Can I come sit in your Tesla?
I'm allergic to tulips. So if there's going to be tulips at the wedding, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Because they're sick.
Because they're sick.
Well, they're middle of the road. They're like the middle. They're like not so much a wet blanket. They're fine.
Right. There's just something a little, ugh.
There's something, I actually really love that game. Remember when we played Hues and Cues?
I love Hues and Cues.
Did you play Hues and Cues with us?
Of course I played
Hues. Where we did the character stuff, though?
No, I don't think I was that one. Yeah. It's very fun. I love also in Challenge Pit when we do the game where you have a number.
Yes.
And you're giving categories and you've got to like match that. I got the most stress I've ever been. I don't think this has aired yet, or maybe it has, or right around the time. If not, it's airing soon. Where we got the number 4. Me and Arasha got the number 4, and Chance was sitting in the seat in front of us. For the number 4, he goes, pop stars or pop divas. And I was like, oh,
that was
no.
a hard one.
I was like, what do I say to that? I'm like, I'm going to piss off everybody no matter what. Because
what did you end up saying?
I ended up saying Addison Rae just because I'm like, what's the like public opinion of like, I'm like, you know, I know she had an album this year or this past year that people did really like. I don't have much skin in the game, but I'm like, what do I say? Like, what pop diva is a
four? I have no idea. What would you say?
I've thought about it more. I would say Miley Cyrus circa 2012 when she was doing the like crazy
goofy
Beetlejuice stuff. Miley Cyrus, I think, is there.
That's
pretty good. I think since then she's now far beyond a four.
Yeah.
But in that era, 4. Because it's not like, okay, you're not like a complete joke. You are talented.
Right.
But what are you doing? You're figuring
that's pretty
it out.
Good.
But I felt bad. I was like, currently, I don't know who I say.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I don't know who I would say.
I don't
it's too challenging.
Know. It's
yeah. And I also don't want to insult anybody's stuff.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Exactly.
I think Pop Divas is too, it's, you don't want to mess with that.
Courtney and I have played it just one-on-one. And my favorite category we've ever picked is you get a number. The category is Tom and Jerry sounds.
I don't think I know them enough.
So you just, it's just like yells
noises.
And like, well. So like I think I had a 9 and it was just like it was like I forget this is more of a Disney but it was like cartoon noises
right
and I got a 9 I did the like woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like yeah that's a 9
that's
yeah,
pretty good
or a 10. The goofy yeah. launches into the sky okay look, can we do it
a gorsh
can we do it really quick
do what
the not that what you just said
oh yeah we need to find a way to pick a number.
Oh, how crazy.
What?
Holy shit. Okay, so you guys have to get the number,
what?
And I...
This is Tom and Jerry
all right,
sounds?
Do cartoon yeah. sounds.
Cartoon sounds. Cartoon sounds.
I'm not going to look.
Okay, we see the number. We see the number. We've
okay.
clocked the number.
All right, go
We're
for it.
Standing by business. Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. We're making the number. Okay. Okay, here it is.
That's a good one. Amanda.
Oh.
It's going to be okay.
I'm not.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It's
going to be okay.
Maybe I'm biased, Tommy. I really like that sound, but I don't think it's going to be like the top of the like top of sounds. It's because very small, very subtle. I'm picking up I'm going to go with a I'll go with a 5.
What about what I did.
I don't know what you did. I completely disregarded what you
what
did.
What about what I did? You, that was an exasperated big dog.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll go with a 5 or a, I'm going to go with 6.
No.
Okay, let's do.
It was a 2.
Oh, see, I love that though.
Like
oh,
it's
picking
really
a,
cute.
Picking a, something that I love that sound. It's a good sound.
It's a really good sound. You did it.
Right.
Okay.
You didn't see it?
No.
This is I'm gonna try to do this.
Okay. And your take?
Joy. I'm going to pack up my stuff.
No.
I think my car is outside.
No, I'm going to head out.
My lift
but
is
before
here.
You go, but before you go, they wait for 5 minutes after you call them. Can you tell me what that was supposed to be?
I don't know. I can't recreate. I don't know what I did. I blacked out.
Okay.
I think, what did I do?
Right. I'm going to say 6 or 7.
It was a 12.
I forgot those numbers were up there.
But if you'd said a 10, we would have counted that. I was trying to do Tom from Tom and Jerry, like when he like...
gets launched.
When he gets launched or when he yells or when like a hammer hits his hand or something. I'm like, that's the big thing.
It's been a long time since I've watched cartoons, so I don't think that this is fair.
Have you not watched Tom and Jerry? Tom and Jerry is hilarious.
I watched Tom and Jerry, but a long time ago when I was a child.
My grandpa was watching Tom and Jerry up until the end, and he was laughing his ass off.
That's awesome.
We weren't really allowed to watch a lot of cartoons.
Because it's violent.
I don't know. My dad just didn't like it.
Your dad was scared of
Andrew. He said it was like brain rot.
Brain
dad?
Rot.
Yeah, my dad. We weren't allowed to watch.
You need to show your
Simpsons.
Dad actual brain rot.
We weren't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
You need to
well,
show.
That makes sense.
Can you please show your dad actual brain rot? Like, pull up TikTok and be like, "This is Italian brain rot,
and
Dad."
And he would probably love it.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Probably he's probably hooked on it already.
Can I give you a little bone to chew on? So
yeah,
you have,
yeah, yeah.
So there's a positive
yes,
thing
please.
You can participate in. Can you tell me about this beautiful red ring on your hand?
Yeah.
This is my wedding ring.
This is your wedding ring.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It is really cool. That's got to be one of the most unique wedding rings I've
ever seen. This is my wedding ring, and then we designed this wedding band together. It has braided wheat on it, which back in the day, like a traditional way, braided wheat would mean like, oh, you work really hard together to like create like the harvest.
Oh.
But in Belarus, you throw seeds and it just grows wild. So it's kind of like
I like
a hilarious thing about marriage. It's just like, it's really, really hard. Or you give it a little bit of love and then it just goes.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love the combo too, because your wedding ring's all red and then the ring you have on the other finger, turquoise.
Yeah.
So you've got blue and red. So if you ever get mugged, you'd be like, bam, fire, ice.
Or be like the red pill or the blue pill.
Oh, do a little Matrix action, Adam.
Yeah, Matrix.
Pretty cool.
I was going to say that in one of the categories, that Matrix is the best movie ever.
Matrix,
well, that's
best
true.
Movie ever.
Matrix.
I have one.
Help me, God.
I love the Matrix.
Segment. Selena has a segment for us.
That Amanda might be good at.
Okay. Selena has a segment.
Oh!
That's tough.
Oh!
That's got to be tough
Selena
to hear.
Selena has a segment that I might be good at.
We pitched this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
duh.
You would read articles from people.com or from any news like... Selena's going to
read it. Selena will read it.
Reading headlines from people.com, and
yes.
we have to guess the celebrity
yes,
or the
I
person.
Yes, I forgot that we came up with that the other
okay.
day.
So blank confirms she has a new title after husband David was knighted.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, wait, after husband David was knighted.
What David is knighted?
Sir David.
No, I know, but who? Which David?
Bowie?
He's passed away.
Okay. Is this, I'm going to go with, who's a celebrity who's married to someone who got knighted?
I have no idea.
So you're supposed to
Do we know this person? Do we know this person?
Both of them are famous.
This is the one
Both
I'm supposed
famous.
To be good at.
I will say David from the UK.
David from well, that's a given.
David Benningfield.
They don't knight Americans until me.
Natasha Bedingfield? David, that's not his name.
Yeah. So we're gonna say Natasha Bedingfield.
They're not married, they're siblings.
I hope they didn't learn that on this podcast.
soccer.
That'd be a hell of a way.
Soccer.
Beckham.
Beckham. Posh Spice.
Her name is Victoria Beckham. Wait, what about it?
So she confirmed that she has a new title after David was knighted.
David was knighted for I mean, I like him a lot,
for
actually.
For what? For kicking
soccer.
Ass.
Football.
For kicking bulls.
You guys mentioned him earlier. Blank reveals how he met his wife, Lori, after firing her friend.
Lori.
I'm supposed to be good at this?
The only Lori I know is Shark Tank Lori. She's beautiful.
Guys,
after firing.
It's just not my day.
She's beautiful.
It is not my day.
This is hard.
Wait.
Flavortown.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Guy Fieri just busted his kneecap wide open. You hear about this?
No.
Why is this making me laugh?
How?
He slipped down the stairs or something while filming and his knee fucking blew up.
Oh,
and
damn.
And he's like, fuck. No. He's like, damn. He's okay. He's
okay.
Just like, it like his leg fucking popped. It's crazy.
I hope he rests up so he can get back to that barbecue.
He's like, fuck.
He needs to get back to Flavortown.
He's like, shoot.
Oh, damn it.
No, I truly wish Guy Fieri the best recovery.
Oh, I love that guy.
I love that guy.
I love that Guy Fieri.
Love that Guy Fieri.
Amanda, how are you doing? No.
Not well. Guys, I'm done. I'm broken.
I think we can put this episode to rest. I think we've done it.
I am broken.
Again, it is the last shoot day of the year.
But now I know that I need to get better at cartoons.
Look, Amanda.
I'm not going to remember Amanda, this last hour.
In like a year or so, I feel like you're going to be watching a lot of cartoons.
I'm not going to remember true. This episode. Guys. You guys are lucky that I've showed up today. Like, you guys have no idea. I am running on -100. I am shocked. I'm here. I do not remember anything we just talked about. Whatever you guys, I remember switching seats. That's what I remember. I think 2025 is literally this character.
Where's your mom?
All right.
We got to get Amanda.
Tommy, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching. We'll see you later. Bye.
See you guys later. Thanks for coming.